right, so I'm joined here on the line by Xavier Lusigne, an accomplished weightlifter from Mansfield A. Pontefract, to talk a little bit about some competitions that he has coming up later this year. Xavier, how's it going?
Good, good. Thank you.
So, could you talk a little bit about your trip upcoming here to Colombia or later this month?
Yeah, so we're leaving next Tuesday, May 9th. It's going to be a good competition, obviously. It's the third time I'm doing this particular competition, the Junior Pan American Championships. Last time I participated, I won gold, and so the goal for this one is nothing less. We're going there to win again, and we're ready. So we're very, very excited to do it again.
And so what does this mean here? You're coming up on, I believe, on the end of your junior career here. So what does this mean in the grand scheme of things going forward as far as qualifying for further competitions and that kind of thing?
So yeah, this year is my last year as a junior. It's going to be my last Junior Pan American Championships. And the goal here for this year is to mainly focus on the junior competition. So we're peaking for those ones. And just to solidify my place in the weightlifting world as a junior, because the competition right now for juniors, I'm like in the top, and you know, obviously next year I'm going to be senior, but this year the goal is to focus on junior, and yeah, I mean, once you're in the top junior, you're obviously going to be in the mix in the senior. So I'm very excited. We're on the right path, and hopefully we can end up on top this year.
And so what is juniors? Is it under 18 or?
So juniors is under 20.
Okay.
Counting 20. So I'm going to turn 20 this year, and they take in consideration of the year of birth. So that's why January 1st next year, I'll be considered 21 and I'll be no longer a junior and can only be eligible to compete as a senior.
Okay, so you got the Pan Americans coming up here on the 10th of this month. What else do you have here lined up in your schedule?
So yeah, so next, about in 2 weeks, I compete in Colombia. Then when I come back the week after, I have the Canadian Senior Championships, which is a competition I must do in order to qualify for the World Senior Championships. And then at the beginning of June, I have the Canadian Junior Championships. I need to do this one again to qualify for the Junior World Weightlifting Championships. And then 1 week after that, I leave for Cuba for the Grand Prix.
And so what exactly is that, the Grand Prix? What's that lead to?
So the Grand Prix competitions have entered the weightlifting schedule in order to give the athletes qualifying events for the Olympics. So in order to qualify for the Olympics, you need to do four of the qualification events before the Olympics. And you have to place, to total in the 8th best in the world in order to participate at the Olympics.
So your ultimate goal here, you've mentioned here before, was the, 2024 games here?
Yeah, so my goal right now for this year is firstly to win Pan Ams again. And after that is, I have all my focus on the Junior World Championships. So it's my last year as a junior. It's my last year to compete in the Junior World Championships. It's going to be my best shot to be on the podium. And we're going to do everything possible to be able to step on that podium once Junior World comes. But before that, obviously I have the Grand Prix. The Grand Prix is a big competition step up for me. It's going to be against senior athletes, so it's going to be, the caliber is going to be a little higher than what I faced before. but I'm ready, and we're just positive on how things are gonna play out.
Have you competed in senior competitions before?
I have competed once in a senior competition. It was only provincial level. So this year is going to be my first time competing at the senior world stage.
And what's that step up in competition like there? You're going up against guys that are, I'm assuming, quite a few years older than you as well and have that much more training under their belt, right?
So senior means like anybody who qualifies. So I'm basically going to compete against the same people I compete now as a junior, and even like stronger and older guys. So it's truly the best of the best. So it can't get better than this. It's going to be the highest level of weightlifting, and I'm just so grateful to be able to compete at this level, such at a young age. You know, it develops experience in everything, and I think that over the years, just because of that experience that I've gained, it will make us be on top.
And how has your training evolved over the years too? And what is it like? What does your preparation look like going into a big series of events like this?
So the training for us never stops. I'm an athlete, all year long. I don't necessarily take long breaks. So I'm always doing work. Depending on what we have to work on, technique-wise, or if there's some place we need to strengthen in the lift, then our focus is going to be truly on that. But once a competition comes, our focus are on the main lifts, so the snatch and the clean and jerk. And, I mean, the preparation for this competition has been pretty long. I haven't competed since January, so it's been like a good 4 months of preparation. We're ready. All the work is done, so what's left now is to perform.
And what would you say you've improved upon the most since your last appearance here at the Pan Ams?
So I feel stronger. I've developed more strength. My movement in the snatch and clean jerk have been refined, so they have been a little more crisp technique-wise. So just all in all, I'm more prepared. How can you say this? I'm well-rounded everywhere, and we're ready. We're ready for this competition.